This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It was a very well-attended hearing on both sides of the aisle. There were different questions asked for the most part. In general, the Democratic members seemed to be more concerned with good science, and the Republican members seem to be more interested in economic impacts of endangered species decisions.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The lawsuits made claims that EPA was not following the Endangered Species Act, which requires federal agents to consult with either the Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Marine Fisheries Service when it comes to pesticide registrations. Now, EPA in the past has not done consultations because they felt that their exhaustive registration process already took into account the impacts on a number of different species, which could be extrapolated to include endangered species. So EPA felt that they were indirectly complying with Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act, and the courts found differently and forced EPA to consult in the Washington Toxics case on 54 pesticides as it relate to salmon species. In the meantime, the judge put interim mitigation measures in place, which includes huge buffer zones, among other measures.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA works under FIFRA, which is very data intensive, involves a minimum of 125 safety studies in order for a pesticide to be registered, whereas the Endangered Species Act is more precautionary in nature. Basically, it says a critter might not be there, but it could be there. So we need to protect this area. There have been other problems with the biological opinions coming out of the services, including the use of outdated labels, exaggerated usage and rates for pesticides, and a variety of other problems. My understanding, they are getting a little bit better, but there's still a large gap to be overcome.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Was just filed in January. This lawsuit will involve somewhere in the neighborhood of 280 endangered species and over 300 different pesticides nationwide. So this could have a very chilling effect if the judge continues to put on these interim mitigation measures. It could have a severe impact on agriculture.